Lucy. I hope you're out there enjoying this gorgeous day. It's going to be really nice this weekend. And there's a ton of things happening, especially on Saturday. Saturday is a very busy day in the valley. There's just like a ton of things going on. So I am going to tell you about a lot of them, but you can find even more in the newsletter. That's either in your inbox or at fromboise.com. All right, let's get into it. Next Monday, April 22nd, is Earth Day, but there's some more, you know, kind of Earth Day-ish things happening this weekend. Tonight, there's something called Repair Cafe that's happening at Jump. This is a really cool event. You just bring in something that needs to be repaired. It can be like anything. And there is a team of volunteers there that will help you kind of like figure out what's wrong with it and then repair it. That goes from 4 to 6 p.m. and that's at Jump. It's totally free, happening tonight, Thursday. On Friday, tomorrow, April 19th, Mad Swede is having a Earth Day party. It's called Gardeners Drinking Beer. This is happening out at their Coal Road Brewery location. So it's a bunch of local farmers from Global Gardens. We'll teach you how to plan a garden for success. Jordan's Garden Center will be there with like a bunch of, I don't know, materials and things that you need for your garden. Mad Swede will have the beer, of course. And then they're also doing some like DIY crafts. They have prizes. It's just, you know, a party. And that goes from 5 to 8 p.m. That is also a free event. On Friday and Saturday, April 19th and 20th, there's an Earth Day Film Festival that's happening out at Deer Flat National Wildlife Refuge in Nampa. On Friday, it's from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And on Saturday, it's from 1 to 2:30 p.m. That's a totally free event. There's like a couple different films showing. Also on Friday and Saturday, April 19th and 20th, Shade City Brewfest is happening out at the Idaho Botanical Garden. This is put on by Lost Grove Brewing. It's a two-day sustainability-focused 70s-themed beer drinking event. There's like a ton of different beers and cideries there, some food trucks, and they also have live music happening all throughout the garden. That is a 21 and over event. Tickets are $40 to $85. And then on Monday, April 22nd, which is Earth Day, there's an event happening at Julia Davis Park. It's called Earth Day Silent Disco and Give Back. This is taking place specifically at the Children's Cancer Pavilion, which is on the like east side of that pond in Julia Davis Park. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. And so the volunteer event is restaining picnic tables at the park. And then that's followed by a silent disco from 7 to 9 p.m. All right, there's some markets happening this weekend. I think that I'm just going to like always tell you what markets are happening through, well, like the next few months because they go on till like October. But I don't know if, I mean, I was referencing my own newsletter last week to figure out what when the markets were. So I figured it may just be helpful if I just tell you every single weekend. Since there is new ones, I mean, there's the same ones that happen every weekend, but there's also ones that happen like once a month or whatever. Okay, so tomorrow, Friday, April 19th, Folks is hosting a little pop-up market at their shop. It's right next to Good Times Bagels. Folks is like a candle-making company. I did a story about them. I love their candles. But they are hosting Moonfire Vintage and Mad Woman Metals from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. I also found some really cool stuff from Moonfire Vintage, so that's a good one. On Saturday, April 20th, B-Mart, which is like a vintage market, pop-up market, is happening at Shrine Social Club in the ballroom, like the big area. There's tons of different vintage vendors. And then also they have coffee and tattoos. They have someone doing tattoos. That goes from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, April 20th, the Wild West Spring Fest. This is hosted by Caldwell Night Rodeo. That's happening at the O'Connor Field House in Nampa from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's a bunch of different Western vendors. They also have some like treats and activities. Admission to that is $1. Also on Saturday, April 20th, there is some of the farmers markets. Boise Farmers Market is happening from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That one's on Shoreline Drive off of Americana. This one has a couple food trucks and then like it's mostly produce, meat, cheese, eggs, plants, flowers, all that kind of stuff. Capital City Public Market is also on Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That one's on the Grove Plaza. This one also has some like food stuff, but it's a lot more like art, clothing, jewelry, honestly, all kinds of stuff. Meridian Main Street Market is happening on Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That one's right outside of City Hall. All kinds of stuff at that one. Nampa Farmers Market is also on Saturday. This is the official opening of the market. It's at 9 a.m. till 1:30 p.m. That one happens at Lloyd Square Park in Nampa. And then on Sunday, April 21st, the 36th Street Sunday Market is happening at Sockeye Ale House. That one also has just like a bunch of different vendors. Goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also, Sockeye Ale House has brunch next door. Okay, here's an opening and a closing for you. Green Acres Food Truck Park is opening for the season this weekend. That opening starts on Friday, and then they're doing like a bunch of events and stuff all weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. each day. There's, of course, food trucks, but they also have like live music, games. Kids and dogs are welcome. There's a different food truck lineup each day. And then Bogus Basin is closing its winter operations this weekend. That's on Saturday and Sunday, April 20th and 21st. They're having like basically a party to close up shop for the winter. There's music. There's a shot ski clinic. There's some like raffles and stuff. And then there's the annual Bogus Basin Pond Skim, which is a wild time if you've never been. That happens from 1 to 3:30 p.m. Dress up in a fun outfit or costume and go up there and do crazy stuff on the mountain. Pass holders are also welcome to ride while you're up there, and day tickets are available. Bogus like basically closes for a couple weeks. I don't know, maybe like a couple months. And then they open back up for summer operations, but like there's still snow up there. So basically once the snow melts, then they'll get things ready for summer and then open back up. All right, this weekend is Record Store Day. If you don't know what Record Store Day is, I actually wrote a story about it. I don't think most people know this, but I did a story a long, long time ago, like when I first started from Boise, so not very many people received that, but I will link to it for you if you want to read it. Michael, who is the founder of the Record Exchange, he no longer owns it, but he started it and was the owner for a long time. He actually is one of the people who started Record Store Day. And Record Store Day happens twice a year, like at record stores everywhere, where they have exclusive releases, a lot of like parties and stuff. I have a whole story about it. I'll link to that for you. But Record Store Day is this weekend. It's on Saturday, April 20th. And our record stores are doing lots of things for it. The Record Exchange is doing a ton of stuff. They have stuff happening Thursday through Sunday. There is nearly 400 exclusive to shop. There's a listening party on Thursday night. There's a Taylor Swift midnight sale on Friday. Petal Party is doing an in-store show. That's their album release on Friday. They have sidewalk pop-up shows all day on Saturday. There's an after party at Space Bar on Saturday, and then also an in-store show on Sunday from Group. Tons of stuff going on there. Modern Sounds Vinyl, which is up on Vista Avenue, they're also doing Record Store Day. They'll have some live performances, and they have an outdoor beer garden. Roland Records, which is over in the West End, is also doing Record Store Day, and they're doing an in-store show with Rat Champion on Saturday. Another record store, just to make you aware of, is Spin Records. That one's on Broadway. I could not find if they were doing anything for Record Store Day, but if you're just like going to go on a record store tour, you should check out Spin Records too. This episode of From Boise is sponsored by Visit Southwest Idaho, and our out-of-town tip for you this week is zip lines in Southwest Idaho. Have you been on a zip line? I haven't, but I really want to go. We actually have three places that you can zip line here. We have Zip McCall. It's like a newish activity in the McCall area. This one has 600 acres of managed state forest, full of zip lines. They also have a suspension bridge, a 100-foot high treehouse, as well as public hiking and mountain biking trails, amazing views of Brundage and the Seven Devils Mountains. Zip McCall offers several different tours of their zip lines with varying difficulty and length. There's a zip line at Tamarack Resort. That one starts at 6,700 feet and zips down to 3,500 feet. On a cable down to the valley floor. You get some incredible views of the valley and the lake along the way. Tamarack has 4 different zip line sessions a day, and those run June through September. Also, Cascade Raft and Kayak has a zip line and ropes course challenge that goes tree to tree with 17 different elements. This one is really cool. Two of the coolest things actually about this course is that it's right on the bank of the Payette River, and also the way that they constructed this, there is not a single nail in any tree. So like there is no harm being done to the environment, even though they've constructed this all through the trees. It takes about 2 to 3 hours to complete. So next time you are visiting Idaho, consider adding a little thrill to your trip by booking a zipline tour. All right, here's some tunes for you. There's a ton of live music happening this weekend / next week. I organized these out for you by genre, but there's just like so many I couldn't get them all. So if you're looking for more, go look at the newsletter. If you're looking for some like DJs, electronic music, you want to go dance tonight at Space Banana, C Digi, Unko Mike, and Jocelyn Guntar are DJing at Space Banana. That's a 21 and over venue. And then at Knitting Factory, Enzo, More Kimset, Hayes, and Bluka will be at Knitting Factory. On Friday, April 19th, Marbs is DJing at Space Banana. And then on Saturday, April 20th, Bodie Lee is DJing up at Hap Hap Lounge. And Reed Speed and Dane 5150 will be at Space Banana. If you're looking for the, you know, some tunes in the indie genre, tonight, Dead Poets Society is at the Olympic. Tomorrow, Friday, April 19th, Sheer Mag, Molly Velasquez, and Mendiaz will be at the Shredder. Also Friday, Guava Tree, Moon Owls Mages, and Captain Snafu are at Shrine Social Club Basement. That'll be a fun one. Friday, April 19th, Pedal Parties at the Record Exchange. I told you about that one, but that's their album release show. It's indie dream pop band from Nampa. Also on Saturday, April 20th, Hooverie, The Madcap Laughs, and Ghost Beach will be at Shrine Social Club in the Basement. That's more of like a psych rock show. On Wednesday, April 28th, Cheekface, Younga Tita, I don't know if that's how you say that, but that's how I'm saying it, and Moon Reservoir will be at Shrine Social Club in the Basement. We have some rap shows coming up and like an R&B show. On Friday, April 19th, there's an event called This Is How We R&B at the Knitting Factory. It's kind of just like a DJ show. On Sunday, April 21st, there's a very interesting sounding rap show at the Shredder. Shaggy 2 Dope, Otis Julius, Bake Low, Freak Show, and Affiliated. Those will be at the Shredder. I gave these a little bit of a listen. And the Otis Julius guy is like a white dude with a mullet, and he had multiple songs about the mullet. So if you're into that, you should go check that out. And then on Wednesday, April 24th, Rob Stone is playing with June, Sigs Inside, TNYG, and Late Bloomer at Treefort Music Hall. I like Rob Stone. I like to listen to his music while I work out. okay, if you're looking for some country tunes, you should check out Jesse Daniel and Britt Taylor at the Neuralux Lounge. They're playing on Friday, April 19th. And then on Tuesday, April 23rd, there's 2 shows. The Talbot Brothers are at the Knitting Factory, and Big Richard is at the Olympic. If you're looking for some hard rock, headbanging metal, Friday, April 19th, Destroyer of Light, Suicide Forest, Gahorut, and Shadow and Claw will be playing a show at Realms. That's the arcade over in the West End. On Saturday, April 20th, there's Witch Vomit, Phobophilic, and Texas Ketamine at the Shredder. And also on Saturday, Cro-Mags and Dogs in the Fight at the Olympic. One of my favorite things is when because like in the newsletter, I have this, you know, organized by date. So I just like take the whole list and then I go through and listen to them and organize them. But I can kind of guess what the genre is going to be based on the name. Like Witch Vomit, I immediately knew that was going to be a metal band. Same with Destroyer of Light. I just had a feeling. Okay, and then last but not least, there's some cover bands playing this weekend. On Friday, April 19th, there's 2 shows at the Egyptian. This is like those candlelight shows. There's a tribute to Coldplay and a tribute to Queen. On Saturday, April 20th, Grateful is playing at Visual Arts Collective, All the Deadheads. That's a Grateful Dead tribute band, our local one. And then on Saturday, April 20th, Two Day Rental is playing at Heritage Social, and they play all like kind of like 90s rock, Spin Doctors, stuff like that. They're actually really good. Also, if you are one of those people who hate on jam bands, I like Two Day Rental. I also like Grateful. Okay, here's some storytelling events on Saturday, April 20th. Variety from the Vaults is happening. This is an event that happens out at Idaho State Archives. The staff highlights different items from the collections in the archives that they think tells a part of Idaho's history. And this one is about animals in the archives. So they will tell you about all different animal stories. That starts at 11 a.m. On Tuesday, April 23rd, Story Night is having its season finale. That show is called Eject. And so there's three storytellers. There's also live music. That happens at Jump. And doors open at 6 p.m. Stories start at 7 p.m. Tickets to that are $17 online or $20 at the door. All right. And then here's some just random things to do tonight. Idaho Film Society is showing Blade Runner in 35 millimeter. This is the final cut version. That's happening at the Egyptian Theater at 7 p.m. Tickets to that are $20. If you're, you know, looking to get out there, maybe do some dating, there's two speed dating events happening tonight. There's a speed dating event at New Colony Beer on Orchard from 6 to 9 p.m. This one is open to ages 21 to 40. Tickets to that are $20, and there's drinks and snacks as well. Also, tonight, Watson's is hosting a speed dating. This one's for people aged 50 and over, and that one starts at 5 p.m. They also have a full bar and snacks and stuff like that. Couple outdoorsy things for you. On Saturday, April 20th, the Rugged Idaho Expo is going on at Indian Creek Plaza. That's happening all day, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's like a ton of gear there. Hiking, camping, grilling, fishing, hunting, all the things. It's free to go. And then also on Saturday, Maravilla, which is at 602 East 45th Street in Garden City. It's kind of over by Willow Lane. They're doing their spring equipment sale. And it supports the Idaho Whitewater Association, but they have like it's people are bringing their gear there to resell. There's tons of whitewater gear, climbing gear, backpacks, dry boxes, coolers, kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, so many things. That's going to be a great one. If you need some outdoor gear, you should go check that out. It's free admission. And then on Tuesday, April 23rd, there's an presentation happening about the Idaho Centennial Trail that's happening at Lost Grove Brewing. In case you aren't familiar, the Idaho Centennial Trail, also known as ICT, is a like super duper rugged 1,000 mile long trail that goes like through Idaho. So it starts down in the Owyhees, ends at the Canadian border. If you've been, you know, to multiple parts in Idaho, you will know that that is like a lot of different landscapes. Like hiking through the Owyhees and then ending up at Canada is like intense. So it's a super rugged trail, and there's like parts of the trail that have not been maintained for a really long time. And so our trails associations are trying to work on those things. So this presentation is for people who want to hike the Idaho Centennial, but it's also for people maybe interested in helping out with some of those trail projects, or like if you're just interested in it, because it is very interesting. You can just go and listen also. That starts at 6 p.m. and it's free. Okay, then here's just one little bonus. I didn't know where to put this in, but I think it's cute. There's a travel, like a mobile traveling bookstore called St. Rita's Amazing Traveling Bookstore. She travels all around the U.S. in like this Sprinter van turned into a library. She will be in Boise, and she's setting up at Mother Earth Tap Room. That's the one downtown on Tuesday, April 23rd from 2 to 7 p.m. So you should go check that out. I think it'll be fun and cute. Okay, that's all I got for you. Hope you have a fun weekend. Go check out the newsletter if you're looking for more events. And all right, that's all I got. I'm out of here. Bye.